Are we willing and obedient to do what Jesus asks us to do? If we're willing and obedient, just like Peter was willing, nevertheless, at thy word, if we can understand, this works for anyone that will do it. Oh, well, you're in the ministry, that's how you live, as people give to you. No, it's not. This works for anybody. This worked for me long before I was in the ministry. It'll work for you in any given situation. In fact, I've said to some of the people here that work in business and on commission, you can trust God more for getting blessed, because I lived for years on commission. And I use my faith all the time for sales, for commissions, because I believe God for Him to bring me the right sales. Different people would walk into the store. You know, we didn't have a system of, okay, you're up, or you get to the next one. No, we didn't really have a system like that. But you're busy, you take care of whoever's in front of you, you took care of your customers, you built a clientele, you built a good clientele that is a repeat customer, and that was how you made money in the business I was in. And so, I believe God can bless us no matter where we're at. He can give you witty inventions. He can give you a second thing. I mean, both customer and I do things on the side besides the ministry. I have a consulting business. She does her artwork business. We do things that gives God an avenue to give us more blessing. And we don't make a lot of money off of that, but it's enough for us. If God says to do something, we can do it. I'm not dependent. Well, you know, it wasn't a very good offering this week, so I guess I'm just going to have to bite the bullet. I don't want to ever have to say that I'm only dependent on what comes in on Sunday morning at the offering. Then I'm looking to people and not God as my source. Does that make sense? Let's close with this. I believe every true disciple is in full-time ministry. I believe you're all in the ministry. You're in the ministry of reconciliation, aren't you? That's the 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says we are all ambassadors for Christ, and we've been entrusted with the ministry of reconciliation. So there is no such thing as, oh, you're a part-time minister, or you're a full-time minister. Guess what? You are a full-time minister. So you have every right as a full-time minister in the gospel to believe God for your sources, resources, and for your blessing. But let's be doing the ministry then. Then let's be doing the ministry. Let's be faithful to the ministry. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I'll close with this. Verse 12, this is the Passion New Testament. I don't know if you have that. The priestly ministry you are providing through your offering not only supplies what is lacking for God's people, it inspires an outpouring of praises and thanksgiving to God Himself. For as your extremely generous offering meets the approval of those in Jerusalem, it will cause them to give glory to God. Now remember, they hadn't given yet. The Corinthian church had never found the opportunity to follow through. They had made a big commitment, but they had never followed through in that commitment, and they just let it slide. And Paul's coming back to them in 2 Corinthians and saying, if you read 1 Corinthians, let's say, he says, come on now, you haven't done what you said. You made a pledge, but you didn't follow through on that pledge. And so he's encouraging them that if they were to follow through on that, whatever the saints were lacking, they were going to provide and bring this offering, bring their supply. An outpouring of praises and thanksgiving to God would be the result. He says, for as your extremely generous offering meets the approval of those in Jerusalem, it will cause them to give glory to God. And because of your loyal support and allegiance to the gospel, as well as your generous-hearted partnership with them, for those in need, because of this extraordinary grace which God has lavished on you, they will affectionately remember you in their prayers. Praise God for His astonishing gift, which is far too great for words. The gift that he's talking is not money. It's the grace to be able to give. It's the grace that he was appealing to. The ability of God in them to obey what God had blessed them with so that they could be a doer of the word. That's the grace. Praise God for His astonishing gift. These people will start praying for you. Prayer will be the result. Worship will be the result. Thanksgiving and praise will be the result. which is far too great for words. So if it's far too great for words, then I should stop. Father, we just thank you for your word.